All right, welcome to the Big Guns Football Podcast. I'm your host, Commissioner Jay. Welcome you back to the 23 season. And we are just a couple days away from kickoff, and the Detroit Lions will face off against the Kansas City Chiefs in what should be a pretty entertaining game. For me, the Buffalo Bills play Monday night against the Jets, a game that I am very nervous for, but very excited for just the same. And coming off of the last 2 weeks of fantasy football drafts, I've dialed in on a lot of players, a lot of teams, looked at a lot of stats, and everybody in the fantasy football world is drafting players that they think are going to be the best. And the expectation and the hype train and the breakout season and all the catch buzzwords that are there have been said. Twitter has been, or X, has been rampant with people saying that this guy is going to have the best season. This guy is going to just go the distance. This team's going to win the division. So I thought I would take a moment to talk about the divisions, in my opinion. So let's get at it. And the first division I want to talk about is my division, the AFC East. This is a division, I think, that has gotten significantly better since last season. A lot of people are talking about the Buffalo Bills missing their window and not going to do well this season, and they're in very bad shape. The Jets landing Aaron Rodgers obviously was the talk of the offseason. Robert Saleh elated about the fact that Aaron Rodgers is there. Now, the Jets were a good team before. Aaron Rodgers brings them up a level, of course. Do I believe the hype that the Jets are going to be Super Bowl contenders? Are they going to win the division? I don't know. How about the Dolphins? Tua Tagovailoa is now healthy. Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle are still on the Dolphins. And there's a lot of excitement for Mike McDaniel's Dolphins. How about the Patriots? Mac Jones solidified as the number one quarterback on the Patriots as Bailey Zapp got zapped and taken out of there. Zeke Elliott is now the running back for that team. Dalvin Cook going to the Jets. Dalton Kincaid being drafted for the Bills. The drama with Diggs and Allen seems to have subsided for now. A lot of questions. A lot of things that I've asked myself the question. I'm like, how am I going to rate this division? Am I going to be a homer? Am I going to pick the Bills? Yeah, I'm going to. Not because I'm a homer, because I think it's the right thing to do. And if I was in Chicago, if I was in San Francisco, if I was anywhere else, and I was looking at the AFC East, I would say the Buffalo Bills still are going to win this division. Now, who goes in number two? Well, I think that defense wins championships. And I think that when you look at Aaron Rodgers, he may not have the biggest arm anymore. He may not be the fastest runner, but he's a smart quarterback. Now, the defense was really good for the Jets, and they are going to continue to be better. Sauce Gardner has 1 year under his belt, and now he is going to get better. And he's going to, you know, catch Stephon Diggs week one matchup. So that'll be a really good test for him. So I think with Dalvin Cook, Breece Hall, Garrett Wilson, Alan Lazard, and a host of others, this team has got a lot of moving parts. Coupled with the defense, I think the Jets are going to be in second place. The reason why I think the Jets are going to be in number two versus number one are two reasons. Number one, I think Josh Allen is better than Aaron Rodgers right now at this point of his career. Am I saying he's better all time? No, I didn't say that. But I'm saying right now, Josh Allen is the better quarterback. Josh Allen can do better things right now. And what's important about that is the offensive line. Now, the Buffalo Bills' offensive line in the preseason looked putrid. I'm not going to lie. And I'm hoping it was the preseason, and I'm hoping that, you know, the reason why it looked like so bad is because players weren't given their 100%. The offensive line for the Jets looks pretty bad as well. But I think that's something that we're going to see reign true. Monday Night Football, the Bills have to get to Aaron Rodgers. And I think if you get to Aaron Rodgers and I think you force him to make bad decisions, I think the frustration level for Aaron Rodgers gets amped up pretty quick. The defense has got to get to Josh Allen. I mean, it's pretty much any defense. But looking at where this team is, I think the Bills just have more. And I think that the Bills are going to prove a lot of people wrong. And I think week one will be that deciding factor right away. As for the Dolphins have the potential to be a juggernaut as well. But the reason why I put them in third place is their quarterback. When healthy, Tua is pretty special. But I believe that Tua is one big hit away from the boneyard. And I've said that for a while, but I'm going to say it again. He has to stay upright. What we've seen with his concussions was really, really bad. And I feel bad for the guy. I really do. No one's talking about it. Now, injuries and concussions are part of the game. But the fact of the matter is, what happened to him was so severe. And I think it was just managed poorly. The running situation for the Dolphins seems a little bit iffy. I know the rookie Devin Achane is a guy that they would like to see kind of step up. Raheem Mostert, a guy who has the ability to break, you know, long runs, catch out of the backfield. Mike Gesicki no more. He's now with the Patriots, which I think is actually a fairly good fit with him and Hunter Henry. But if Tua's not there, I think this Dolphins team is dead in the water. And that's pretty much most teams in the National Football League. If their starting quarterback's not there, most teams don't have a competent backup that's going to propel them, you know. So, and then the Patriots rounding out the bottom. You know, the age-old question, Tom Brady, Bill Belichick. Tom Brady, Bill Belichick. Well, it was Tom Brady. Tom Brady made the Patriots what they are. Not to take anything away from Bill Belichick, but, you know, he's an interesting guy to say the least. And Mac Jones is definitely no Tom Brady. You see the situation with, you know, Bailey Zapp and Mac Jones, and they waived him. They waived him in preseason, which was really quite a surprise, in my opinion, because I think they were both battling for the starting job. So, Zeke Elliott, a Patriot. I think Zeke Elliott is too big, too old, and non-relevant. So we'll see if that's the case. I think this Patriots team is kind of a plug-and-play team, and Bill Belichick never really cared about your fantasy team. He will tell you that. And, you know, they might fly under the radar for a bit, but offensively, they've got, you know, better coordinators with Bill O'Brien right now, somebody who can probably make the team seem better. Ramondre Stevenson, a guy who has got the ability if he can stay healthy. So, but the Patriots' offense and defense just doesn't have enough to stay in tune with the Dolphins, the Bills, and the Jets. Now, some things to look for, obviously, with the Bills. Von Miller out for the first four games of the season. Does it hurt? Yeah, because I really wanted Von against Aaron Rodgers. I really did. I really wanted to see Von explode off the line and just get to him. But we'll have to wait to the next matchup for that, which is fine. You look at Dalton Kincaid, and something I've said before to a couple other colleagues and friends of mine, that Sean McDermott doesn't like to use rookies in the first year like they're supposed to. Now, Dalton Kincaid is a special type of tight end that I think is going to pay immediate dividends right away. Will Sean McDermott use him correctly? And that's the question. Dawson Knox, I know in fantasy, was the last tight end picked in my draft out of 16 rounds last night. And that's surprising value at the fantasy position, but what does it say? Dawson Knox is going to catch balls. Him and Josh Allen have a communication connection. Will they ease Dalton Kincaid in? How about James Cook? You look at James Cook right now, and they didn't use him because he was a rookie. You know, very sparingly, they put him in positions I thought that were very weird. So will they give him the meat and potatoes of the running game, or will it be a three-pronged attack with Damian Harris and Latavius Murray? And I look at that and I say, you know, I think it's probably going to be that three-prong attack. Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott, I think, looked at Andrew Reid's team. You look at Jerick McKinnon, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and Isaiah Pacheco as a Swiss Army knife, so to speak, where you have one north-to-south runner, one guy who can catch out of the backfield, and one guy who can pound. I think the Bills have that. I think Latavius Murray's that goal line smash back. James Cook is the guy who can take the play action passes and the shots to the flat, and Damian Harris, the bell cow. So for fantasy, I don't know if James Cook is going to be all that, but we'll see. Bills do Bills things. How long is it going to take for Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen to have a problem? Is it over? Is it finished? My prediction, it's not, unfortunately. The reason why I think that is because Stephon Diggs is such a competitor. And Josh Allen is too. But I think Josh Allen is younger, has a little bit longer of a window, and lets things roll off him a little bit more. Where Stephon Diggs says, we need to win now. I've been in the league for a year or two or three, so to speak. And, you know, my window's closing. So he's had the target share. He's gotten, you know, this team to where it is right now. And he knows it, and so do the Bills fans know it. Gabe Davis is now healthy. We hope that ankle injury doesn't rear its head and that he shows more than just big playability, which I think he will. You look at the defense, the middle linebacker position, obviously Matt Milano, solid. Tyrell Dodson, the jury's still out. I mean, they were at the last preseason game trying to figure out what they were to do with that situation, so we don't know. Secondary seems intact, seems healthy for now. We'll see. A lot of things happened for the Bills, and they still ended up 13-5. Ken Dorsey, going to be second year. So we're hoping to see a lot of different looks. Sean McDermott now playing head coach and defensive coordinator. So was it Leslie Frazier's fault that the Buffalo Bills did not blitz and their defense shown signs of weakness? We'll see. As for the Jets, the defense was a bear. And I don't think they're going to get any worse, if not better. They are going to get at it. And week one, Monday night against the Buffalo Bills, I think they're going to come after Josh Allen. And this offensive line is going to have to prove right from week one that that preseason game that we've seen was a fluke. Does Aaron Rodgers have enough to take it to the next level? Now, I believe that quarterbacks of his age and stature, Hall of Fame guys, just like when Peyton Manning was playing, I think had the wherewithal and the smarts to be a game manager. He can still sling the rock, but I think he's going to be able to make smart decisions and read the defenses. And for me, I think it's going to be more of Aaron Rodgers' death by a thousand cuts. I'm interested to see what Garrett Wilson and Aaron Rodgers have. I'm interested to see what Alan Lazard coming back from the Packers to the Jets, if he is going to have a big role being the number two receiver now. The running game with Dalvin Cook and Breece Hall is interesting to me because Dalvin Cook, I think, is a number one on any team in the National Football League when healthy. Breece Hall as well. So that 1-2 punch can be deadly when healthy. So we'll see. But again, I think the offensive line is the linchpin. I think that's really where the Jets may falter. So we'll see. And for the Dolphins, again, we are at a point. Mike McDaniel is quite the tactician, and this team works really well over the middle of the field. But again, Tua's health concerns me. The running back situation concerns me. So we'll see what happens. And, you know, will teams find out a way to stop Waddle and Hill? I don't know. But I am excited for week one. And I hope you are too. So that's my AFC East predictions. Tell me what you think. Tell me what you like. That's all the time I have for now. Talk to you soon.